the government has announced that from 2012, students in English universities will face tuition fees of up to £9,000 per year. The current fees are £3,290 per year, and much of the increase will replace public funding withdrawn from universities in last month's spending review. Under the plans, students would take out loans for the fees to be paid back once they've graduated and got a job paying more than £21,000 rather than the current threshold of £15,000. Just before we recorded this podcast, the university's minister David Willetts told MPs that universities charging the highest fees will have to show a commitment to widening access to higher education for people from poorer backgrounds. The issue came up at Prime Minister's questions today, with the Labour leader Ed Miliband accusing the Liberal Democrats of betraying their voters' trust by going back on their pre-election pledge to scrap tuition fees.
Does he not understand the anger there will be among constituents of all of the people on those benches? Does he not understand the anger that will be felt in Sheffield, in Twickenham, in Eastleigh, in all those constituencies about promises made and promises about to be broken?
Along goes the Millie bandwagon, and on we jump. He talks about trust. What did he write in the Labour manifesto about the Brown report, which he set up? They've completely broken their word. The point is, there is a debate now in Britain about how we get strong universities and people able to go to them without being put off. That's what we're proposing. That is what he's opposed to.
These new proposals apply to England. In Scotland, there are no fees at universities for Scots, although students from elsewhere in the UK do have to pay. But the government there is reviewing the funding. Wales and Northern Ireland have the same cap on tuition fees as in England. So how have the universities responded to these plans? Professor Michael Arthur is the chair of the Russell Group of leading UK universities and is the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Leeds. He welcomes the government's decision.
I think this is a very important development. We have to remember that this is coming back off the back of very significant cuts to teaching funding in higher education from the CSR. What this does really is it sends a very loud signal that the government recognises the importance of higher education to the future of our country, its economy and our ability as universities to help lift the country out of recession.
Professor Arthur admits that student numbers may fall initially as a result of the increase in fees, but he claims that trend will be reversed as people get used to the idea.
Segment 1.
The government has announced that from 2012, students in English universities will face tuition fees of up to £9,000 per year. The current fees are £3,290 per year, and much of the increase will replace public funding withdrawn from universities in last month's spending review. Under the plans, students would take out loans for the fees to be paid back once they've graduated and got a job paying more than £21,000 rather than the current threshold of £15,000. Just before we recorded this podcast, the university's minister David Willetts told MPs that universities charging the highest fees will have to show a commitment to widening access to higher education for people from poorer backgrounds.
Segment 2.
The issue came up at Prime Minister's questions today, with the Labour leader Ed Miliband accusing the Liberal Democrats of betraying their voters' trust by going back on their pre-election pledge to scrap tuition fees.
Does he not understand the anger there will be among constituents of all of the people on those benches? Does he not understand the anger that will be felt in Sheffield, in Twickenham, in Eastleigh, in all those constituencies about promises made and promises about to be broken?
Along goes the Millie bandwagon, and on we jump.
Segment 3.
He talks about trust. What did he write in the Labour manifesto about the Brown report, which he set up? They've completely broken their word. The point is, there is a debate now in Britain about how we get strong universities and people able to go to them without being put off. That's what we're proposing. That is what he's opposed to.
These new proposals apply to England. In Scotland, there are no fees at universities for Scots, although students from elsewhere in the UK do have to pay. But the government there is reviewing the funding. Wales and Northern Ireland have the same cap on tuition fees as in England. So, how have the universities responded to these plans? Professor Michael Arthur is the chair of the Russell Group of leading UK universities and is the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Leeds. He welcomes the government's decision.
Segment 4.
I think this is a very important development. We have to remember that this is coming back off the back of very significant cuts to teaching funding in higher education from the CSR. What this does really is it sends a very loud signal that the government recognises the importance of higher education to the future of our country, its economy and our ability as universities to help lift the country out of recession.
Professor Arthur admits that student numbers may fall initially as a result of the increase in fees, but he claims that trend will be reversed as people get used to the idea.